tools you used on the farm to work the soil with, other than we talked about the one. What else did you use?
We used a plow, and we had, when I was a kid, we had, through most of my life, we had two double moldboard plows that you'd ride on and take 4 to 6 head of horses to pull them. And you could plow about 2 to 3 acres a day.
Huh. What else did you use to break up the...
And you had a harrow and... There were some disc harrows, but we didn't use them disc harrows much. Mostly spike tooth, and there was a spring tooth harrows. We used some of them too.
Mm-hmm.
Mostly spike tooth we used.
Can you think of any other rancher's tools that...
Was for hay and stuff?
Yeah, just for...
They had mowers and for hay and dump rakes. Then along come the side rake. And after the side rake went out, then come the balers and... And then the hay wagons automatic.
What do they call the thing where you put the forks in the four bales and the tractor pulls the rope and it lifts the four bales up and you have to pull the...
That was a Jackson hay fork. And that's what we used mostly when I grew up.
We called that a derrick when I worked out there.
Well, the fork itself, and most of them had barns with a track in. And you'd pull it up to the top and then it'd go down along the track and then you'd dump it in the section you wanted. Then you'd pull it back with the derrick rope.
Huh.
And you'd pull the hay up with a horse.
Yeah, so we use the tractor and rope. So did they have regular carpenter's tools out there? Or?
Yeah, we had all kinds of carpenter tools. But Dad was real good at the axe and stuff. He chopped a lot of ties for the railroads. He was real good. He was ambidextrous. He could chop with either hand on either side. He could chop a log so straight it looked like it had been sawed when you cut it in two. Because every time you chop, if you miss a half inch, that's a wasted hit.
Yeah.
So you got to hit in the same place. And if you get good at it, you can just hit in the same place and it's just smooth.
Could he use a...
An adze? Or axe?
Had a nail in?
Oh, a hammer, yeah.
Did he could use one of those with each hand, too? Or?
Oh, no. Mostly did the chop on either hand, or he could pitch hay either hand, either.
Huh. Okay, how about out there on the ranch, did you ever have that? What type of guns did you have? Or did you have any out there?
Oh, we had shotgun and 22 and a rifle.
Uh-huh. And what do you call the bullet? What do you call the back part of the bullet?
The shell.
Or what else do you call
cartridge.
Yeah. So now what kind of vehicles do you have?
No. I got a car and a truck. That's just... The stuff. That's not counting on the farm.
What other kind of trucks do you have? Do you have different kinds of trucks? Or?
I just have a pickup and a car. No.
Mm-hmm. What other kind of trucks would they use on the farm?
Oh, they use pickups and they use 10.5s and 2 tons.
Just for hauling?
Mostly wagons and stuff for hauling in. First it was iron-tired wagons and then they went to the rubber-tired wagons.
Okay. Now, did I ask you, this house runs on what kind of heat?
Gas.
Gas?
Natural gas.
What do other houses around here run on?
Well, a lot of them are on natural gas now. And a lot of them on oil, a few on coal.
Okay.
Some on stoves, not very many.